This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. There's a push in healthcare to make all of us more informed consumers, smart shoppers, basically. But if you've tried to decipher your medical bills, you know how hard that can be. Here at WBUR, we have an online social network that helps people understand healthcare costs. It's called Healthcare Savvy, and we recently spoke with two of its members, patient Eric Harrett and Dr. Abraham Nick Morse of Brigham and Women's. Last spring, Eric fell off his bike onto his elbow and, after several visits to an orthopedist, ended up with about 30 bills and claim summaries. We asked him to what degree he was able to make sense of those statements.
I'd say about 50%.
50%.
Yeah. Some of these things seem like they should be relatively straightforward, except once you start delving into it, you'll see the same thing listed with different prices, and then, like, there's a completely different bill. It says emergency room, medical surgical supply, pharmacy. What do all these things mean?
Right. And as you point out, in most cases, you receive two or more bills for the same visit. There's one example I was looking at. It was your trip to the emergency room, three bills, one for an x-ray, another for reading the x-ray, plus something labeled med-surg supply, and a third for the visit itself. In each of those cases, did you understand what you were paying for?
Well, to some extent, yes. It helped that I was in the emergency room, like, conscious. So I remembered everything I got, and I sort of worked backwards based on what things were priced. Like, I'm fairly certain $1 pharmacy was probably the, like, Aleve that I was given, you know,
the painkiller.
Right. And the $25 medical surgical supply was probably the sling that I was handed. But there's no explanation on here of what any of this stuff was. If I... God forbid I was unconscious, there was no way I'd be able to figure out what any of these things were. It's not like I was asked or told what any of these things were going to cost when I was handed them.
Dr. Morse, are these bills more clear to you because of your experience in healthcare?
I hope so. The fundamental thing that is helpful to understand is that physician services and the hospital services are dealt with through separate financial parts of the hospital organization. And it's also important to remember that the radiologist who read his x-ray bills separately from the emergency department physician who managed and coordinated the care that he had in the emergency room.
I should also add, it's not like there's any point in this process if you were to try to shop around for care, like you're really told ahead of time how it's going to work and what it's going to cost you.
Dr. Morse, let's look at just one of the claim summaries from Eric's insurance companies.
Sure.
Here's one that shows what the hospital charged and what the insurer actually paid. In this case, the hospital charged $283 for x-ray and lab services, but the hospital was paid only $65 by the insurance company.
Right.
Why that big difference?
Think of the hospital charges as the amount that the business would like people to pay them in a perfect world. The amount that's allowed is the negotiated payment between the insurance company and the hospital. And here's a situation in which the insurance company is actually doing you, the consumer, quite a favor, which is that because they bring volume to the hospital, they have the ability to negotiate with the hospital and lower the rates. There's almost no situation in which the hospital charge gets paid by anybody, except if you're unlucky enough not to have insurance.
In a sense, what the hospital charges is a fantasy number.
There's no illusions that what they put down for the charge is going to have any influence on what the insurance company pays, for the most part.
Dr. Morse, do you have any parting advice for patients about how they can navigate this confusing world?
Don't be afraid to ask questions. You may not ever really be able to get it totally clear, but don't be afraid to ask.
Eric, based on your experience with your injury, have you gained some insight into how the healthcare system could be better from your perspective as a patient?
A lot. I work in an industry where we mainly deal with presenting people information over the internet, in websites and on mobile phones. Especially on mobile phones, we've gotten very good at giving people exactly what they need to know succinctly. Almost everything I can think of here could be better in some way.
It seems like in your case, most bills raised more questions for you than provided answers.
Yeah, I would have been happier just to receive a piece of paper with a number on it and say, like, if you really have any questions, just call the phone number.
Eric, how is your elbow, by the way?
It's recovered quite nicely.
Eric and Dr. Morse, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.